PT Pintcast is brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offers continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, six PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding student internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what the IHL can do for you and support your professional development. Go to brooksihl.org.
At CSM, with some social media heavy hitters, no strangers to the show, the Movement Maestro talks about what she's up to as we recorded live at Rock Tape's booth at CSM. Plus, we caught up with the prehab guys just before our Team Gleason fundraiser at CSM, which, by the way, raised more than $100,000 for Team Gleason, so thanks for supporting that. Your first round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs seeking certification in blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Plus, they've got the equipment you need to apply it. Check them online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pintcast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The biggest dance. I said the big dance and the big easy. That's what we're calling this right now. Combined sections meetings, the cool kids, they call it CSM in New Orleans. We are at the Rock Tape, what do you call this? Like the Rock Tape Lounge? Yeah. It's the hangout?
Let's call it that.
Here with the Movement Maestro. Shante, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, big man.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Exciting, exciting, exciting. I was walking by before, but the entire Rock Tape Lounge here was about five deep. So I couldn't get close to you.
Second day is always the best. People are pumped. The first day, it's kind of like the deer in headlights. And then the second day, they kind of calm down. And then everyone comes in and they're ready to learn. So.
Yeah, yeah. The first time, it's usually awkward. That we can say that about a lot of things in life, right? And we apologize a lot during that first awkward time, right?
Incessantly. Nonstop.
So what were you teaching before? Were you doing the floss? What were you talking about?
So day one was all floss. Day two, which was today, we did all the things. I try to tie it all together. So a lot of people don't know what floss is. Rock floss is an elastic latex band that you wrap around a joint or a body part, a limb. You wear it max about 4 minutes. And the whole goal with it is we promote movement. It works on mobility. It can help with pain. It's great for swelling. It's a nice mobility tool. So we introduced that yesterday. It's been big in the CrossFit world for a long time.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know what it was. A lot of people in the therapy world didn't know what it was. I know I was pretty skeptical about using it or hesitant to use it in that physical therapy capacity.
Yeah.
And then started using it and realized how great it was.
Yeah.
So we introduced that yesterday. And then today I actually had a woman come up and I showed how I would treat her. I used the Mohawk on her. That's our instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization tool. I followed it up with some rock floss. I showed how I would tape. And then the whole time I'm really hammering home the point that what makes the most difference is the movement that comes after.
Yeah, because you mentioned a lot of things right there. You mentioned the Mohawk. You mentioned a lot of different movements, the floss, and then you mentioned tape. So that just brings me. Thank you for segueing. It is more than just a tape company.
Absolutely. We say we're more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. And I think that one of the things that all of our instructors are really sure to hammer home that point, that these are just part. All of these tools are just part of your treatment, right? One of my favorite sayings is you can never expect active results from passive interventions, right?
Ooh,
all of these,
I like that.
Andre Ospina said it first, something along those lines, right? All of these things are just tools. And so sometimes you get kind of kickback from, especially on social media, and people are kind of like, this is voodoo or this doesn't work, it's placebo. And it's like, hey, we are showing you this is just part of your treatment.
Right.
Tools open up the neurological window, tape keeps it open longer, and then it's what you do when it's open that makes all the difference.
Love it.
Movement.
Let's talk about you. We connected because you have the social media educational platform at the Movement Maestro, which you can follow there. But you're also branching out into some new things. Some new things as we're recording might actually be out by the time this thing is published in just a couple days.
Yeah, so I'm launching a new website because I need somewhere to live outside of social media.
Right.
I started there. I love it. I grew there. That was never my goal, and it just kind of happened organically. And so I rode that wave, and then I started seeing I needed to make sure I could live somewhere else. Because if Instagram died tomorrow, God, heaven forbid, if it died tomorrow, I'd have nowhere to do.
But you have to have a plan. You should always have a plan
exactly.
Like that, right?
So starting a new website that's going to host longer videos, starting a podcast with your help.
Yeah, let's get a podcast going.
I'm pumped about. starting, like, putting all of my daily maestroisms in one place so that they are searchable, because they just live on Instagram right now and I get questions about things. So I'm moving them. They will still be on Instagram, but they're going to be hosted.
It's going to live somewhere else as well.
Exactly. So you can search for them. And just basically creating a place where the maestro can live outside of social media and become a more quote unquote tangible thing.
I love that you literally created a persona. I mean, you are Shante. But you're also the maestro. It's catchy. It's fun. It's about moving. Right? I just think maestro doing this. You know what I mean? But I love that sort of thing. I really do.
It happened so inadvertently, and it's been so, I don't say so easy, but just, you know, logical and going with it and being able to be yourself, which is
But also it's with your personality. That's why it was easy.
It's and that, you know, I had someone come up to me yesterday and ask, you know, I want to start a social media presence or start having a social media presence. What do you recommend? And my number one piece of advice is always be authentic. Be yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I think too many people try to put out what everyone else is putting out, or they're too worried about what other people are putting out, and they're trying to replicate that.
Right.
And it's just be you.
Just
at the end of the day, people, they want just you. And if they don't like that, there's someone else that they can go to, and that's fine.
Right.
There's plenty to go around. Just
now,
be you.
Before I came to the field of physical therapy, I was a radio DJ. We talked about that. But part of my job as a radio station program director, because I wasn't just on the air, I ran the station. Part of my job as a radio station program director was training radio DJs on how to be themselves. Right? Because
absolutely.
When you hand someone a microphone, what do they want to do? They want to be the radio guy.
Right.
And no one wants the radio guy. Okay? Because they understand there's something about this person's personality that's fake, and it comes off fake. And then they just go, no. Okay? So that's the thing. So your social media presence should be exactly like you are off social media,
absolutely.
Right? Right?
Absolutely.
Only
and
with cat videos. Plus, you're throwing cat videos.
Dude, throwing some cat videos and maybe like a food dish here and then, and people go crazy.
I love it.
They want be real. They
where,
want it.
Where are you going? You're all over the place. If someone wanted to get you to come, because I know maybe you're going to come somewhere in early March, maybe where I live.
Well, in early March, we are throwing down in my old city, New York City.
Yeah.
I'm doing actually a few days there, but we're doing Blades Course. But the big thing is that on Saturday night, we're doing a what?
Meetup. We're doing a happy hour. And we're going to do podcasting live in wherever we pick.
That's exactly. My goal this year is to network and help people network. So I travel the country anyway. So what I'm going to start setting up with the help of Jimmy and his brilliant mind, we're going to set up pub nights of sorts, meetups on one of those nights that I'm in town, with the main goal being, yes, I want you to come and learn, but if you can't, at least you can come that night and you can meet up with me, meet up with Jimmy if he's there, meet up with the local professionals that are there and network, because that is what, at the end
of the day, that's the
goal.
That's the PT Pub Night goal. That's the goal of those events. Is like, let's just hang, let's get together, and let's
be
learn
humans,
from each other. Let's be humans and congregate. So you're doing that's about March 2nd is this Saturday. So of course follow the Movement Maestro on social media. We'll give you more about that. We're gonna start the social media hype machine.
Yes. Oh, it'll come.
As we say. Anything else? What else is coming down the line? You guys are we have to talk about Rockstock. Let's get that in people's brains right now.
Dude, Rockstock. We are doing it the end of October. We haven't released any official information yet, but we need to start marketing for it, and we're going to. But Rockstock was off the hook last year. Rockstock is basically a place where you can go and hang out, meet new people, and also learn and get CEUs.
Isn't that the order. That's the way to do it, because that's fun. If you tell me I'm going to learn stuff and have fun, I'll show up for days.
Like, in that order. And it's in a nice place. Always last year we had it in Huntington Beach. This year, we don't know yet where it's going to be, but it's going to be somewhere warm. So we're looking at the end of October for that.
Right.
We bring in different speakers. You always have a running theme. Well, last year we had a running theme of breathing. This year, I'm not sure what the theme's going to be. Like I said, we're still looking at details, but it's definitely happening. The goal, once again, bringing people together.
Love that. Want to thank some more people. Want to thank Rock Tape for sponsoring the show, of course, and helping to keep us on the air. Also want to thank my friends. I was just over at their booth, Arias Medical Staffing. Here's what they do. Find people jobs. That's it. The microphone didn't cut out. That's just all they do. AURAUSmedical.com. They find you a job. New grad PT, seasoned clinician, anywhere in the 50 states. Where would you go? Because you travel. I've asked you this question before, though. Give me some places you've never been in the U.S. that you'd want to go and travel and be a PT and do the maestro thing.
I am actually looking for a few cities that maybe I have been to but I need to go back to. I'm looking for anyone in Florida who doesn't want to be in Miami.
Yes.
I need someone to help me out with that.
Let's do
Texas,
that.
I do love you. Houston, cool. Austin, super cool. San Antonio, dope. any of those places, I'm looking to come and hang out. So maybe also if you live in Chicago, but only when it's warm.
Only when it's warm, yeah. At The Movement Maestro on Instagram, all of the socials, that's where Shantae is. We're going to have her back on the show because we're doing the 3-2. 3-2 with
three,
one.
Two.
Just you. 3-2-1. You. Right? Just you, that one person, 3-2-1. Saturday in New York City. So we're calling the Big Apple PTs to come together. We're going to find a bar location somewhere downtown because you're doing a course.
Yes.
We'll do it right close to there, and we'll get together. Reach out if you know of a really good bar because we're picking
exactly.
a couple out. But maybe you're a smarter New Yorker than me, and you know of a good bar.
That would help out.
Appreciate your time here at the Big Dance and the Big Easy.
Jimmy, you're the best, as always. Number one.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat.
At PT Pintcast.
And online at ptpintcast.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession.
For the profession.
To help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. We are still at CSM. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. This one just before happy hour, actually. Before the calm before the storm here at CSM. We promise you guys coverage from the Team Gleason event that we're doing, No White Flags, with Steve and his birthday party. We've got the birthday cake over behind me. And at Fulton Alley here down the street from the conference center at CSM. And just getting ready to kick that off underway. And I was trying to schedule an interview with these guys in the chaos of conference. And I saw these guys all over their medium, which is social, but really Instagram. I saw you guys hanging out with Movement Maestro. Michael Arash from Prehab Guys. Guys, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
We were just talking about last time we had you on the show.
Yeah.
You were making that transition, or I was making that transition from graduating to a PT, and now
right.
you guys just made that transition. So let me say first and foremost, congrats.
Like, thank you.
That's awesome.
It's exciting, absolutely. Yeah, so it's funny because we just briefly touched on this, but yeah, you finished up school not too long before we talked last,
right.
And so you had just made that transition, and I was a little bit envious about that. And so these last few months, we've been out in practice, which has been pretty exciting times because you have all the autonomy that you want at that point. Anything that you want to do, it's on you.
It's on you.
You know,
your license,
you're finished. Yeah, you finished school. You put your work in. You graduated. You passed the boards, and so now it's on us. So now we're trying to make the divvy up the time the way that we want to divvy up our time, because you only have so much time in a day.
Yeah.
And so that's what boundaries we're trying to find at this point.
Michael, you weren't here last time,
yeah,
so this is us, you know, meeting for the first time. Let me see. We just graduated. Where are you guys geographically?
So Arash and I are both in Santa Monica, part of LA, California, and
right,
then yep. Craig is in LA too, just a little bit more east side, Glendale area.
You guys were USC.
Correct.
And just in case, if someone doesn't know what your social media platforms are, it's at The Prehab Guys.
Correct.
Awesome. What was the number that literally at the day, was it CSM?
Yeah.
You guys were literally climbing.
Absolutely.
Was it 100 or 200,000?
Absolutely. 000? So last time we talked, we were at 99K.
It was 100.
Yeah, I was checking the feed over
while
and over
we were recording.
Again. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And then we hit 100 a couple minutes after our interview.
That's ridiculous.
And so this
I don't want to, you know, it's the Pintcast bump, whatever.
Right. Absolutely. No,
and
so
now, I just looked before, but I want you to tell people where are you now in terms of audience?
I think 230. 8, 7,
it might be 9. I don't know.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, you'll get the Pintcast bump. It'll be, you know,
quarter 300.
Let's go.
Million. Yeah. There we go.
So, what are you guys able to do with this? How do you guys explain what you guys do? Because I'm still running into people. As far as your reach is, and what I've learned with this podcast, we get 60, 70,000 downloads a month. There's still people who have no idea what you do, have never heard of you. And I like that. It tells me there's still an audience out there, so you can still grab people. How do you explain to people what the Prehab Guys is when someone asks you?
Education platform. 100% an education platform. Target audience being the general public, educating them on ways to either move better, move pain free, and just let them know what the amazing things is that we as PTs can do. We all know what we can do.
Yeah.
We gotta let people know. If we don't let them know, no one will know. You know?
I'm grinning because
you didn't say social media platform, social media expert. You said educational platform.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's exactly education. That's exactly what I wouldn't have said those exact words, but those are the perfect words to say of what you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, people use these platforms as their news sources nowadays.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. There just was an article on JOSPT this last month on social media and the pros and cons to the use of it. And the reality is, whether people like it or not, that people are using it nowadays. Yeah. And the first thing they do is they scroll through Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever it may be in the mornings, you know? It's part of people's routine at this point.
Yeah. No matter what you want to do in terms of, I mean, we see conversations with PTs or other healthcare professionals or strength and conditioning experts arguing. And I'm like, here's the thing. You're going to lose. Like, you might be right, but it's not going to go anywhere. And I forget who, Chris Johnson. Mm-hmm. Chris Johnson gave you guys, and I respect the hell out of Chris Johnson. Love it. Yeah. And Chris Johnson, very soft-spoken, but when he talks, you know, he means it. And he gave you guys kudos not on just your educational platform. Mm-hmm. He gave you guys kudos on the way you respond to people,
to
comments.
Absolutely.
What's that process?
So we kind of were just talking about this right before we got on here, but the appreciation that we have gotten from people has been crazy. I mean, everywhere we go, people are appreciative, whether it's students, PTs, or wannabe students of physical therapy. The appreciation that we've gotten is absolutely crazy, and it's our way of giving back, and I want to be able to touch as many people as possible. You know, that's the reason we created this in the first place, is to make impact. Impact over income has always been our priority. So for us to do that, we have to respond to as many people as we can. People reach out with questions. We're trying to, it's tough. There's a lot of questions that we get, but we try to reach out as much as we can.
What's your process when someone is posting things and they're kind of like, I don't know, they're
commenting on our stuff?
Trash and stuff. What's your process? Because you guys run this together with a third guy.
Craig. So Craig is really sick right now. He's supposed to be at a wedding. Craig. He even had to cancel that.
Craig,
he's sick with the flu.
What are you doing, buddy?
He got a dog and his life got really busy.
What are you doing, Craig? Party.
I know initially when we started, like we would read the comments and we'd be like, oh, like what the heck, like what's going on, you know? And you get, butt hurts the wrong word, but you would take it really personally.
Sure,
and then after 6 months, you know, actually Zach Long, the barbell physio, helped us out a lot when we got started. He was the one that would just be like, you know, you just gotta let it pass, you just gotta ignore it. People are gonna have things to say because you have things to say, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and you just can't let it bug you. So when we see stuff now, I'm just like, hey, that's a really good point. Haven't thought of that.
Right.
Or, hey, that's like that's a good point. I don't believe it. I don't agree with you, but that's, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion.
Right. It gets you thinking differently, you know? You know, I don't take it offensively. At least now we don't. Now that we have a little more
experience.
Confidence with our posting, but previously, right when we were at the get-go, it was tough. I mean, people would definitely doubt our posts, and I'm like, did I learn anything? Like, what's going on here? But
What's the logistics between the three of you? Or it's like, do you guys have like are you responsible for Monday? You're responsible for Tuesday, or what?
We keep things very, very organized. Yeah. That's the only way we can accomplish all this stuff, and on top of working full time.
Because you guys are posting daily.
Yeah, we're posting daily.
At least.
Yeah. Shout out to our interns, Nick and Pooja, which have helped us big time as far as that goes. It's definitely nice to have a systematic structure where we create the content. We'll have Pooja edit the videos. We'll have Nick post for us. But as far as responding to messages, comments goes, we split it up. We split up the duties, and we'll try to rotate just so everyone gets familiar with each platform and sees what people are interested in. Because when we come out with products, we need to make sure that we're hitting our target audience at the end of the day. And so the only way we're going to know that is to try to see who that target audience is.
Well, they were giving you props. Because where were you last time we talked?
I was in China.
Yes.
In my last clinical rotation
in China.
I was
following, obviously, on Instagram.
Yeah.
But talk about that for a second.
So
where were you?
It was my last one. I was over there with Joe Godges, and he's still over there. Now he's in Shanghai, too. And they're building out like China's education for physical therapy. So I did my rotation over there, got to learn from him and a bunch of other, Michael Wong, really, really smart people, and then just be part of that transition. Like, we would go on rounds with the doctors there. There's no PT there, you know? No one really knows, no one really understands. And they would be, doctors would go up to us after we treat, like, I don't understand, that person has a disc bulge. How come they're not feeling their pain anymore? You know, like, they would just be like perplexed, like completely perplexed by everything we would do. And it's awesome because now China's gonna have that. Because I know there's a lot of students. I think I heard in the last one, people from China coming over here to learn, and now hopefully they'll be able to learn there.
Yeah,
too,
one of my classmates, Holly, came here. I think she had her PhD in China. Came here, got her DPT, and then right now she's back in China. And she's like, yeah, there. And I remember, we couldn't wrap our head around why she was here. Like, happy to have you. I love you. Why are you here? She's like, we don't have it there.
Yeah, like, that's it. Can't get it. It's crazy. It's so different. And I mean, these degrees that you need in these third world countries, it's completely different than it is here. That's why we get so much appreciation in these international countries, because this form of education that we're giving, yeah, it's pretty standard for American standards, but these international countries really appreciate this because they don't get this in their system.
Yeah. I did a service learning trip my third year. Went to Costa Rica. No idea. They like completely different. The expectations. I know Marymount University, where I went to school, they're going to Nicaragua now, and I heard other programs go, and they're like, they've got nothing. They've got nothing. So they're so receptive to it, and they like you said. They're like, what do you mean we can't, this child can't walk. I'm like, well, what if we threw an orthotic on there? Next thing you know, she's walking. And the look on their PT's eyes is like, but that shouldn't happen. I was like, it can happen until you try it.
There's a huge impact you can make. My mom used to do that. She used to go to Iran, actually. She's a physical therapist as well. And so she would go and really try to help these underprivileged areas where they didn't have access to this type of stuff. And you can make a huge impact in these people's lives.
Dude, we should do a trip and just podcast and Instagram story the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we'll crowdfund it. I'm literally having this idea now.
I love it.
Crowdfund
love it.
And be like, hey, do you want to build a clinic? I mean, I know people are always trying to do Josh D'Angelo, Afosa, always trying to do something. Like, wouldn't it be cool if you have the audience, I have an audience, what if we slammed them together? Like, everybody listening, give me a nickel.
Yeah.
And
we can
build a building that will fix people forever.
Imagine how much of an impact that'll be. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not good at math, but that's a lot of nickels. Right?
A lot of lives. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we ask everybody three questions powered by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. You guys are in California, but if you could go somewhere for a 13-week assignment and be a PT anywhere you'd want, where would you want to go?
I know last time I talked about Hawaii, and I thought about that. Hawaii would be cool. However, I'm going to have to switch it up to somewhere on the East Coast this time. I'm thinking somewhere along the lines of New York.
That's where I'm living right now.
Are you?
Come hang.
Are you?
We'll do a thing.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it. A lot of opportunity in that area. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Dodge the winter. Do spring.
Dodge the winter.
Spring, summer, summer, fall. Yeah. Where are you going?
So, I mean, New York would be awesome just because I've never been in New York. It's kind of sad.
Come on out.
I'm a West Coast kid.
I got an arrow bed, whatever you need.
Heck yeah. I have a love affair with Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
I've been twice now. You can travel around. There's so much culture there. So much food. It's cheap. You don't break the bank traveling there.
Yep.
That would be fun.
That's cool. Second question. What's something you've read or what's something you've seen, since you guys are social media guys, what's something you've seen on someone else's social media platform that really inspired you or gave you a great idea?
I see. Honestly, I really like Gary Vaynerchuk stuff. You can't go wrong with him. It's not just the motivation that he brings on, but the ideas that he comes up with is very inspirational. I mean, this guy embraces the grind. You know, he loves the grind. And this is the stuff that I like too, but he takes it to another level. You know, so he definitely inspires me too.
Yeah, at Gary V. I mean, he literally said, like, I swear on my kid's life, I love losing. And he's like, why? Is it because it inspires me?
Yep.
I'll be honest, with Gary V, I saw some of his stuff at first, and I was like, he's kind of a douche.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll say this. He comes off like a douche, and then you listen to him for like three, five minutes, and you're like, oh, first of all, he's right.
Yes.
I agree with what he's saying. Yep. And then, like, okay, he's not doing this for effect. Like, I think he honestly really believes it. But at first, you're like, it's an act.
Yeah.
It's not. Like, you come away, like, getting it. Something that inspired you.
Gary V. Social media guys. Yeah. We follow people on our social media page that, in addition to the PT side, the rehab side, S&C side, that we just like to see. Gary V.
You gotta bring that in there. Last question for you guys. Who's somebody that my audience should know more about? You can't say Gary V. Because I think we're getting there.
In a PT audience, right?
Doesn't have to be. No. Okay. Somebody that we should know more about that'll help us. But looking outside the PT world and bringing ideas in, we need more of that.
Yeah.
So it can be anybody. Who do you guys like?
I like the work of Tim Ferriss a ton. Tim Ferriss, I mean, it's more of a life hack than specifically for rehab itself. But a lot of his principles that he goes by, the mindset that he has, I think is very futuristic. And we have to adopt that as PTs. And I think that we have to go where the future is heading. And PT is changing as a field in its entirety.
I love it.
So,
what do you got?
I don't know if I can think of a certain person, but like a general field of psychology, mental health. Like, we don't get any of that in school. and we are.
Greg comes out with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Meant, who is that?
Greg Lehman.
Oh yeah, Greg Lehman. Yeah, yeah, great, great, great.
We are physical therapists. Like, that last word's huge. You know what I mean? Like, that's the people skills and just learning how to read people, how to work with people, how to understand people. Like, we need, I think as a field, we need more. Anyone, it doesn't matter what your profession is, can use more of that.
I agree. Great. So all we have left right now, parting shot.
This is the parting shot. Powered by Optum Manual Therapy.
Taking the orthopedic clinical specialty examination? To pass the OCS, it's important to understand clinical prediction rules, clinical practice guidelines, and recent research. Optum Manual Therapy has the premier OCS prep course that gets you from start to passing step by step.
Test out three free study guides right now at OptumFellowship.com.
All right, you've got one soapbox, one thing to say to the audience, like, yes, this is what you need to focus on. What is it?
I'm going
to
say parting shots. Keep pushing whatever it is that you believe in, whatever it is that you want to do, and just know that, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be happy with it. You really got to be happy with whatever you're doing, and find something that makes you happy, and then push further in that direction.
Love that. No pressure to follow that, man.
I know. Well, along the same lines, it's tough sometimes, especially after PT school, because you're so focused on what it is that you can do to make the money and what it is that you can do to pay off the loans as soon as you can. And sometimes you can't find what you really enjoy doing until you pay off the loans, because it's such a big barrier to everything else. But really try to figure it out what it is that you like to do, because when you figure that out, you don't mind putting all that time, effort, energy into it. And I mean, same with you. I'm sure you love this stuff. You're doing this from morning to nighttime, you know? It's a ton of work. So once you figure that out, everything else comes easy. Yeah. And if you live life the hard way, everything becomes easy. Yeah. I mean, that's the reality.
We'll go back to something Gary Vee said that, like, very reminiscent of what you just said, which is like, do you're 25 or you're 35, like, you still have so much left to go.
We're
like,
young.
You can change what you want. I changed what I want. All I wanted to do was be a radio DJ, and I was until I was 33 years old. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And then here I am, back holding a microphone.
Exactly. Life is short.
You know, just change it, like, not really doing it, but doing it. And I'm like, wow, I love the addition. So, guys, absolutely. We're like 240,000 followers on Instagram right now and across your platforms. I think the fact that you are an educational platform that's directed at exactly the people, the human beings, in a way that they already speak, is exactly what, you know, everybody should be doing. And
it's what we do every day to day in the clinic. Think about what we do. Like, I know we've been out 7 months now, but if I can say anything that I think I do as a physical therapist is, A, we educate, and B, we load manage. But it's still about education at the end of the day. And that's what we do. That's what's helping people the most. Yeah, our exercise selection, we chose this lunge versus this squat variation. Is it going to have a difference? Probably not. In your head, is it going to be the best exercise? Sure. But at the end of the day, you're educating. Like, that's what we do with patients.
Teach people. Move well, move often. That's all it comes down to.
Arash, Michael. Craig, feel better, buddy. Sorry, man. We'll get together next time at the prehab, guys. Gentlemen, next time we talk, I mean, it's just going to be bigger and better. Keep it up. Like, please 100%. Keep it up, because you guys give me ideas for when I'm going to the gym. I literally just shoot over to you, like, I'll do that. Good, I'm done. So, gentlemen, be well.
Yes, definitely.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.